Isn't it fun? Just think what heaven's going to be like. A little bit of that. Hear the Word of God. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. Now, why do we usually read that passage of Scripture in our church? We dedicate a child. Danny, Katie, y'all come on up here. We'll get the rest of the family up here in just a minute. Would you introduce your son to this group, Danny?
This is my son, Connor Christopher Edwards.
Amen. Amen. I've known this boy most of his life. He's been through some times in his life when it had been difficult in his life. But to see him today and to find this lady that God brought to him, and then to see Connor, what a blessing. It gives you hope that Jesus is in the redemption business, that He buys back, and He does great things. So why don't the rest of the family come on up here, and Dan, Katie, why don't you introduce everybody? Daniel, when did you join the family?
He's always been in the family.
Daniel, come on up here, Daniel.
All right, Dan, introduce everybody. So some of the folks, few folks that are here who don't know who all these people are.
This is my dad, Brian. My mom, Gary. This is my son, Caleb. My nephew, TJ. My niece, Caleb. My brother-in-law, Corey. My wife, Katie. And my mother-in-law, Diane.
And of course, your brother Daniel. Yeah. Right?
My brother Daniel.
My other brother Daniel.
Yeah. He's filling in.
When we bring a child before the body, this is your family, and that's why Daniel came up here, because we don't know where the physical family and our spiritual family leaves off. Because we're going to spend forever with each other, but it's our theology, our belief that children, we pray for them, as we set them aside for the Lord, and we pray a covering prayer over them. And we're going to pray that for Connor today. And they're going to need your support already. They're going to need babysitters. They're going to need you involved in their life. And if Camp Sunday doesn't show you the integral nature of our relationship with each other, then I don't know what else will, as we're just integrated in one another's life. It's not about God. It is God. He is here. So those of you who would like to come and lay hands on him as we pray for him and pray for his parents, come on. God, we anoint you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we anoint your daddy and your mama. Let's pray. Lord, I want to thank you for this child. You brought him into the world. You have given him to this family. And Lord, I'm not just talking about Danny and Katie. I'm talking about all of us here. He's a gift to us. God, I'm praying. I'm praying for his protection. I'm praying that fourfold prayer for him today, that he'll grow in wisdom, stature, and favor with God and man. That he'll grow in you, grow in his relationship as he sees Jesus with skin on around him. God, I pray for the day when he will choose Jesus as his Savior and Lord. God, for Danny and Katie, Lord, as they face in this world that we live in today all the challenges, but Lord, you're bigger than all those. I pray your anointing to be upon them as parents. And God, I pray for their relationship with each other, that you will deepen it, Lord, that it'll just be a reflection of Jesus in this home. We bless you and thank you. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. Isn't that joy?
Amen.
Isn't it fun? Maybe we need to pray that be fruitful and multiply prayer. Thank you, Dave. Be fruitful and multiply prayer again over our congregation. Careful about that. Okay. All right. Kiddos, you can go now. Miss Jerry says she needs some more holding babies. I directed my first camp when I was 18 years old. And I did it for a whole summer. We had camp for like 10 weeks. And the joy of seeing what God does when you get away from your normal routine, you're taking a retreat, and where you've centered that time on hearing from him, and you put yourself in a place where you can do that. This year's camp was a wonderful experience of that. You could feel the Spirit of God permeating the campus there. There was a peace that only comes from the Lord. God worked in marvelous ways. People came to know the Lord. A lot of junk drop to the floor. That song we sang, I'm Trading My Sorrows, very indicative of what happened in many of our lives during camp. One of the desires of our church, God's given us a calling, zeroes in on the name of our church. Our church is the Sycamore Church. And some of you may not know that that even has a significance. Is it biblical? Yes. There's sycamore trees are spoken of in the scripture, but one sycamore tree is spoken of in particular. It's the sycamore tree that lifted Zacchaeus up so he could see Jesus. I want to read you his story. In Luke chapter 19, And he entered Jericho, and he was passing through, that is Jesus. And there was a man named Zacchaeus who was a chief tax collector, and he was very rich. And he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not on account of the crowd, because he was small and of small stature. So he ran on ahead, and he climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and he said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for I must stay at your house today. So he made haste and he came down and he received him joyfully. And when he saw it, they all murmured, he's gone into the house of a sinner to be a guest. And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, behold, Lord, half of my goods I'll give to the poor. If I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold. And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, since he is also a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Now let's put ourselves in Zacchaeus' place for just a moment. He's a small man. He has lived his life being small. Now, I've never felt that. I've felt the other part when we go, like when we've gone to England, I felt real tall. When we go to Africa, I feel tall. That is, until the Northern Europeans arrive. When the Swedes and the Norwegians, the Danes get there, you know, then you feel short. Tell them we'll call back later. But put yourself in his place for just a moment. He's become a tax collector. He has a job that is despicable in the sight of so many people. I mean, how many of you love to get notices from the IRS? When you see IRS on a note coming to your door, that's not something you like. And he had learned how to beat the system, and how the system worked back then was the Romans would say, we want this amount of taxes, and then they would deputize him or any other tax collector, and then whatever they could raise above that, they could pocket. He had become very wealthy and very lonely over the years. Now imagine this man, he's heard about Jesus. He's heard that Jesus is in town. And in fact, he already knows the route through town that they're going to take. He can't get through to see Jesus. And so he picks out a tree. I wonder how many parades had been by there. He knew to go to this place. So he goes to this sycamore tree, and there he has the experience with Jesus. Now let's look at the story. Why could he not see Jesus? The scripture says he was not able to see Jesus. He was not able. Are there people in your life that aren't able to see Jesus? They've got so much junk, they've got so much stuff that is surrounding them that they can't see Jesus. They can't get past that. Hence going back to our name, Sycamore Church, lifting people up so they can see Jesus. They need our help. They need us to be there, to show up, to be a part of their lives. There was an obstacle in his path. Now think, kiddos, y'all think of how many people that you know in your life that just don't want to have anything to do with the Lord, anything to do with church, anything to do with all that. It's like they've got this big obstacle that is between them and Jesus. Now, how's that obstacle going to move? I know what you're thinking. God can move any obstacle. That's right. But who's He going to use? To move. That's right, Daniel. That's exactly right. He's going to use us to move those obstacles so many times. And the limitation that Zacchaeus had wasn't just a limitation for that day. It's a limitation that he had every day. And you think about the people. Think about all the people in Savannah, Georgia that have grown up. We have now a whole generation of people that have grown up who know nothing about Jesus, nothing about His body, nothing about this fellowship, nothing about the warmth that we feel, that we felt just a moment ago as we prayed for Connor, nothing about a camp going off together. Just think of that. You know, 100 people going off. I was trying to figure up how much vacation time got invested by adults who sacrificially gave themselves last week. They thought it was important enough a year ago at work to ask for vacation so they could be at this dumb camp, according to the world, that we do. And what do you do when you go off like that? It sounds like a lot of work. Well, was it work? Oh man, it's the best work in the world. It's a tired that when you got through with it, you were just exhilarated because you were with Jesus. Like Jesus was just drawing us together. And He did. Zacchaeus had a problem. He had a limitation and he needed help to be lifted up. How many people in your life are waiting on you to lift them up? Now, how can you lift them up? You can be kind to them. You can show them the way. And that doesn't mean come in, you know, get you a big size Bible and start beating them over the head with spirituality. That isn't how you're going to do it. No. You're going to be real with them. You're going to be honest. You're going to show them that, you know, Jesus probably isn't going to work the way you see it on TV. He's going to work down in the trenches where you live. And you share your testimony. Now, Zacchaeus tries to see Jesus. He's blunted at first. He can't get through. The people are tall. The crowds are there. He finds an alternative. Now, I want you to know, climbing up in a tree is not the ideal. Maybe it wasn't the first choice. And when he got up in the tree, and you probably never even thought about this, were there any other people up in that tree when he got there? Scripture doesn't record any other people being there. He was there by himself. Now, his intention was to watch. Now, there's another thing. If you're going to draw people, if you're going to lift them up so they can see Jesus, you probably don't need to say to them at the beginning, and you know eventually you're going to be just like me. No. You take the next step. You don't give them a drink of water from a fire hydrant. You take the next step. Now, Zacchaeus' intention was to sit up there in that tree and watch. Maybe something would fall off of Jesus as he came by. But you see, there's a spiritual dynamic going on here between Zacchaeus and Jesus. The Holy Spirit has already got His hooks in Zacchaeus. Now, hear me, kiddos. The rest of it, hear me. The people you're sharing Jesus with and sharing your life with, let me say, God's already beat you there. The Spirit of God is already working in their life. He's already there. How many times at camp this week did the Holy Spirit just just tee off on something that was he had already been working. Because as you give your testimony about, oh, this great thing happened at camp, but when you start telling the story, but you know, this happened before that, and this happened before that, and this happened before that, and who was there orchestrating that? The Spirit of God. So, his intention was to watch. And that's the intention of most of us, not to be a participant. We want to stand on the edge, and we particularly live in a society now that likes to do that. I want to stand on the edge, and when I see the crowd going that way, then I can just get into the crowd and go with the crowd. But what happened? What happened? He wanted to keep all of his choices in hand. But when Jesus, the Scripture says, Jesus came upon that place. Now look at the story. Zacchaeus thought he chose the place for the rendezvous. He thought he chose the place, he himself, that he chose the place where he would be lifted up and he could see Jesus. But who was already in charge? Jesus. Because when he came to the place, what does Jesus do? Imagine it now. Jesus has these throngs of people. I mean, you know, the whole village is out there. Oh, there may be 60, 80, 100 people crowded around him. And they're just moving him. You know, it's kind of the crowd. Remember how the cloud around Pigpen and Peanuts would go? You know, that was kind of the picture that I had. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. I just wasted that. Charlie Brown, there you go. Yeah, there you go. All right, the classics at the Pascalskas household. Cutting edge. And so they're moving along, and the Scripture said, and you got to get the nuance of this. They got to the place, and then it's like on cue, Jesus just goes, he looks up there. You see, Zacchaeus had a divine appointment. Let me ask you kiddos something. Wasn't it great this week when you saw God work and you felt like, man, God had this planned all along and I just got to be a part of it. I mean, that's way cool. You get to be a part of that. He comes to the place and he says to Zacchaeus, remember what he said? Zacchaeus, he speaks his name, which says something about us and about our relationships with people. Do you know that somewhere around 90% of people who come to know Jesus, it is a person that leads them, is the integral person leading them to Jesus that they know well. Do you know that? Now, that's not to discount and say, oh, we shouldn't share Christ with strangers and all that. That's great. Because I guarantee you, we'd probably give a testimony today of some of you that that's the way you came to Jesus. But that's not the way most of us come. Most of us come through the witness of someone we know. And here's the reason why. Because we can see what they do and see what they say. And we can see the change in their life. They match. Zacchaeus speaks his name. Come down. Come down. Come down. Come on down, brother. Come on and leave your old life behind you. Because I'm going to your house today. I'm going home with you. I'm going home with you. Corey, is Jesus enough? He's enough. James, is Jesus enough?
Oh, yeah.
Joe the taller and Joe the shorter. Is Jesus enough?
Oh, yeah.
Amen. He's enough. I'm going home with you. I'm going home with you. You see, we spend a lot of time trying to manipulate things when the simple just lift people up so they can see Jesus. How can you lift them up? How's the Holy Spirit speaking to you right now? How you can lift people up? Sometimes that's an encouraging word at your work. Sometimes that's asking a second question that I preached a sermon on a month ago. Sometimes that's just being there as a friend. Sometimes that is just waiting for that moment when they do say something and they're speaking out loud about a problem and you offer to pray with them. And sometimes it is just coming to them and they're saying, I don't know what to do. And you can say, but Jesus does. He's here. He's powerful. You see, because Jesus knows where we are. Jesus knew right where Zacchaeus was and where he needed to go. Danny, Jesus saw you in those days, in some of your rambunctious days, some of your rough and rowdy days. And he had a plan. He had a plan. And you're looking at part of that plan today. Right there sitting beside you. This woman he brought you. And now he's giving you this child. What a gift! What a gift! Jesus sees where we are. You see, that sycamore tree was very normal. Now I know that there's a belief out there that you got to be weird to get people to come to Jesus. And, God uses weird sometimes, but let's don't undersell the normal everyday life because you're selling short. Because he speaks through that too. A tree becomes a focus of the Lord's attention. That tree was part of the landscape. It was ordinary. In fact, you probably wouldn't have thought of that tree, that sycamore tree, as being a history maker. Particularly a salvation history maker. But it was. Because when you put it in the hands of God, look what happens. Zacchaeus is gloriously saved. I mean, Jesus comes into his life. I mean, he goes home with him. And look at what the religious people have to say about it. Man, look who Jesus is going home with. You're always aimed in the right direction if you got the pseudo-religious people mad with you. If they're angry with you, hey, you're okay. You're okay. You're headed in the right direction. God used an ordinary sycamore tree. Most of Savannah, Georgia is dying and headed for an eternity without Jesus. Now, won't you know today, we have the solution. Because our hearts have been changed by Jesus. and all the ugliness that is out there of sin, God has given to us the gift because He's come into our life. We can see past people's sin and we can see the person, the beautiful person that God intended them to be. He'll change their lives. We need to start becoming part of the solution every day, ordinary. Yeah, camp on a high. Boy, we love camp, Sycamore Church. We love camp. And I love it as much as anybody. It's a great joy to me. We're off the mountaintop now. We're in the valley where the people are, who need the same Jesus that we met on the mountaintop, who came down into the valley, and who is with us right now. The people in your lives who need Jesus, who are they? And what are you going to do about it? Do you love them? Do you care about them? Do you care enough to lift them up so they can see Jesus? What will that look like for you? Now some of you think, well, man, but I can't talk in that way. Well, there are places closed off to me that are open to you. It might be through what you do. I mean, think of this. God used a tree. A tree! He can use you. What have you got to give Him? He doesn't want much. He just wants all that you are and have. God doesn't bless this. God blesses this. Because this is praise. And these are hands open. God, you can put it in my hand or you can take it away because it belongs to you. Let's pray. Zacchaeus was a wee little man. And a wee little man was he. He climbed up in the sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. And as the Savior passed that way, he looked up in the tree and he said, Zacchaeus, you come down. I'm going to your house today. Many people in our lives are just waiting for us to tell them how to invite Jesus to come home with them. They're dying to hear. Lord, right now as we pray, as we open the altar in just a moment, Lord, we're interceding for the many people that are on our hearts today. I want to thank you, Lord, for all that we saw you do last week in camp and the blessing of that. And God, I'm asking you today that you'll take us with this enthusiasm into our world that needs Jesus. Right now. Right now. Come, Lord. Come, Lord. look this way. Before we start singing, I remember something happened to me when I was in school. My shop teacher, for some reason, the Lord put him on my heart, and I started praying for him and praying for his salvation. And at that time, I was a kid. I didn't know how to share Jesus with him. I just knew that he needed Jesus. And so I screwed up the nerve one day that I had this book written by Billy Graham. And the name of the book was World of Flame. And I gave him that book. My shop teacher came to me in tears several days later. He'd received Jesus. He'd received Jesus. Now, you think of that. Give him a book. You know, what is that about? That's just so insignificant. No, God could have used anything. He can use a tree. How about it? What's he saying to you? The altar's open if you want to come and pray. Let's pray. Come, Lord Jesus. Come now. Come with power. Come upon us. Lord, we're praying for those who need you, who are in our lives. Thank you for what you're going to do in them. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen. Dane. Dane, come on over here. It's one. You know, y'all don't, Dane and Rick and I, we are very close, and some weeks we just operate seamlessly together. There's a lot of things that Dane and Rick do that y'all never see. The preparation for this camp is one of those things. It doesn't just happen. And I praise the Lord for my brother. And just don't tell him enough.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Love you. And it's great to see some folks who can come back around at the Army. Praise God. Praise God for a job, even if it isn't in Georgia. A mixed blessing there. And make sure you greet one another. Glad to have the Hinesleys back with us. They weren't making enough trouble in Athens. They had to come down here and stir things up again. And if y'all haven't greeted sometime in the near future, the engaged sometime in the future, soon to be the Mr. and Mrs. Calder couple back there. I won't tell you everything, but make sure you see them. And glad to have that Dr. Armstrong could be with us today. And if you haven't seen Deaconess O'Carry over there and greeted Dr. O'Carry's mom, please see her and give her a hug today. And she's a blessing. All right. All right. We'd sure like to get those cards from you, envelopes. And so on your way out today, the baskets are up here and in the back. Anything else, Dane? Rick? No, that's boo. We're going to miss you. They're leaving Friday, and make sure you pray for them. They have just been such a blessing. Had the Sons of Thunder at camp all week. What a blessing. And we love y'all very, very much. Don't forget, next Sunday, you have an opportunity. What a great venue. We're going to have hot dogs, hamburgers, you bring the sides. We're going to have a great time together here after the service, dinner. Bring some people with you. What a great time to fellowship, for them to get to know us. And, you know, if they thought we were crazy, and they just need to confirm it when they see it. Let's pray. Great to see Bo with us today. Y'all make sure you pray for him. Pray for his healing. Lord, I thank you for all the things that you're doing in our lives. Lord, we are surrounded by blessings in this room. Lord, from babies to very old people. And Lord, we're all living, breathing your air, your blessing. I'm asking you, Lord, that you'll send us out and let us this week lift people up so they can see Jesus, whatever it takes. Lord, may your healing, may your deliverance, may your salvation go before us. In Jesus' name, amen.